In today's episode, we're going to talk about whether you should start a specialty company or should you just have a general equipment for everybody.
Quick answer. Neither. I'm joking.
I think we've dabbled a little bit in both. Both have their benefits, obviously. But how do you feel about that?
How do I feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think it depends on what you're trying to do and what your end goal is. And if you want to get to as fast as possible to not the business relying on you and making it as fast as possible to that point, then you go specialist. If you want to build something that's bigger and that can do more things, then you go the opposite way. I do think specialist ones can't be built very big and you have huge stage companies, pipe and drape companies, any of that stuff. I'm just saying that I think it's easier to get to a sustainable where you can systematize all your systems in place faster, yeah. Which is because you only have one type of item.
Yeah, a certain product that you can just pretty much wrap your brain around and get it conquered pretty quickly. Versus the other one, you have like 100 different inventory items.
And yeah.
You know, you're going to have to be pulled left pretty much all over the place. You have to learn the whole operations and what works best for your company and even the logistics of it, too.
Yeah. And I feel like specialists, you can charge more. And since it's a specialist, as you know, you think about like going to the doctor, they're going to know more things about the products. They're going to be able to provide you with better solutions, going to help you see your vision and make them come through.
Yeah.
I've been really interested in specialist companies at this point right now.
Yeah.
You know, I think like the new cohort we do every single quarter, you know, if you want to get an opportunity to join, reach out. We're still taking applications on there, but you can do that on there too because like, that's what we're doing. Stuff because we've done like you know the main kind of like just general retail store or general rental store. I think it's shown lots of fruits of labor, but we've seen that products get handled better. Like a lot of things just get done better when you only have one type of product, and it's easier to train people because you only have to train them on one thing.
Yeah.
Easier to sell because you only have to find people who want that one product. I just think it's simpler. Now, when you get into, like, trying to do, like, weddings and stuff like that, your stuff changes. Like, you're not going to be the wedding guy if you just do stages.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be the stage guy on there. Now, some people, you know, these are also good add-ons. You can do, like, you can still have a separate business, but it still works with your main business. So you can still get all the benefits of it and still get the benefits of someone to be able to work with, you know, both businesses to get everything you need. Just depends on there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then another thing is those are the advantages. I think another thing is, you know, some people it depends on the area too, but I know we talked about this before. Is, you know, a lot of customers like to do everything at one location. They don't mm-hmm. like to like split the rental from different vendors. But
I feel like most people doing weddings or even doing corporate events, they don't really like doing that. Yeah. But I will say except for like specific things, like people will get stages from mm-hmm. somewhere else.
Yeah,
people were willing to get pipe and drape for somewhere else. If you go into the main categories, people are willing to work with other people or like dishware. Now, like linens, it depends because it's like a thin line. Like some people are willing to, some people are like it's like when I say thin line, it's a huge line. It's like 70-30% of people are willing to get it from other places. 70% of people want it from there. But I realized too. It's kind of say that because most people who come to us we're planning to get the rental items anyway, and then they know that oh we have linens and now they you know add on and they were still going to get the stuff
mm-hmm.
So I guess technically it might be the other way for us specifically in our market. What'd you say on that one?
I think you're right on that. Just on the linen side, I mean they can go either which way. But another thing is for the most part, people they'd rather purchase it. I think more budget-friendly people, the ones that want to be like less hands-on on the event, they'll actually pay for the service, renting it from somebody. But I mean, I know there's a lot of companies online that you can just rent the linens and they'll ship them to you as well. So, I mean, yes or no? I think they're not too particular. I don't think the linen people that you know rent linens.
Okay, Eddie. Five companies right now that could be special companies. It could be specialized companies.
Five?
Five.
Well, it's easy. right. Pipe and drape for sure.
Pipe it up.
And man, it's funny because if you don't know, we have a staffing company as well. And there's this, well, I like to personally go out there and like test the waters out before I train people and turn them loose. And I kind of know what to expect. So when I was doing that, I bumped into this one lady. And long story short, she called me. She's like, Eddie, I need some help. And I was thinking, like, well, if anybody knows me, I like people. I really like good people, especially. And I'll bend over backwards sometimes and you know, go above and beyond just to help out people. So she hollered at me and said, hey, I need some help. So I went to go help her, and she had pipe and drapes. And these things were, like, huge. I didn't even think a pipe and drape was that high. No. These things were, like, I want to say, like, 30 feet high or 25, something like that. But yeah, stuff like that. So pipe and drapes, really easy. And you make a lot of money off them. We ran into some for my daughter's birthday. I mean, her 16. And, yeah, it was kind of pricey. Yeah, pipe and drapes, way to go, quick and easy. I don't even really think people get the drapes dirty unless they're having a crazy party or something.
Yeah, and most times you set them up and you take them down
too. Yeah, of course. I mean, you can let it do customer pickup if you want, but it just...
I mean, some, you can do that in the black ones, I think, in mind, but I think most people still just want it set up.
Yeah, for the most part, set up. But, I mean, like I said, if you want to be hands-off, you can just have the customer pick it up and return it, just inspect it. Yeah. Follow the policies, that ultimate checklist, there's stuff in there for you for that.
The ultimate checklist!
yeah, that's one of them. How about you? Give me one.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, besides stages, I'm not gonna, because that's gonna be obviously.
Now go ahead and throw it in there.
No, the one I like that I think most people can do from their own home, don't have to change their own vehicle, anything like that. They can do marquee letters.
Marquee letters?
Yeah, marquee letters. I think from the is realistically, you can buy them off of Etsy. There's an online place that sells them too. You choose between a metal bill or aluminum. Or wood.
And they sell the blueprints, too, if you want. Like, some of the people that are more hands-on and want to save some money, they sell the blueprints on those things.
Because if you can build your own, you can just keep turning stuff, and your return on investment will be a lot bigger.
Yeah.
You just got to invest. Like, well, what's the time on those? I guess it's just the time thing. If you got a lot of time, then, yeah, it's perfect. Most reason, if you're doing it yourself, you don't have the money, so you have time. So you better do it.
And you can always know how to repair it because you know exactly all the materials that went into building it.
Yeah. But I think that is a good one because I've seen you can make probably like $200 to $400 on just a night, and you go take it there, pick it up, and then you can bring it to as many places. I think that's an easy win. I think that's one of the businesses on the list that I know that we're looking into going to in the future. And you know, because you can really, because like what I like about the specialist stuff is that like you can take one specialist, you do marquee letters, and then you take it on the other side, and now you do pipe and drape. And then you have two companies in the next. Then you start eventually building yourself to more of a general rental store. Mm-hmm. So you can do more things. But you specialize and you have departments for each one. And they're standalone businesses too as well. And they just tie up to your main one. They might have the chairs and tables, which we talk about in a different episode on that. So you, back to you. That's two.
Yeah. Well, this one I like. I know we've mentioned a couple of people that reach out to us is the throne chair rental. Ooh. Yeah, and the reason why I like it is just because, like, if you have just, like, a regular pickup truck, a van, you can do some of the sizes. You can make some money off this thing, and they're easy. One person can handle it. The double throne chair, you got to be a little strong to do that. But, I mean, it can be done if you get a dolly and, learn certain techniques.
And most companies don't even offer the double throne. You could just not offer it, too, if you didn't want to.
If you didn't want to. But then... You know, there's always somebody that wants a double throne.
There's always somebody that wants something.
So it's kind of appealing, like, not to, everybody else doesn't have, you know, it's always a good thing. Like, sometimes you can control what the price is because you're the only one that has it.
But the double throne chairs be breaking too much.
Yeah, they do. It's because they've been mishandled. And
because one person doing it. it's not heavy. It's just awkward because of the size.
Yeah, you basically have to have a long arm. Yeah. You have to have long arms and just grab it.
It's like 6 feet tall, then 6 feet wide, and then the depth of it is like 2.5 feet or something like that. Yeah. And it's not heavy. You just got to lift it from the back and know how to do it. And if you're pulling that in on the vehicles, like vans, but that's not high tops, then you might hit something or just stuff running, or you're like on like doing a on your pickup or stuff and you don't have it laid down right, the wind is running into it.
Oh yeah, because in the beginning I didn't think about that. I had it standing up and then like the crest or whatever would pick get hit by the wind and that thing would want to go, but now I've learned that you can just put it on its side and put the feet on the bed and then it'll hang out just a little bit,
but it'll be the actual structure wood parts that'll be hanging out.
Yeah
So that's a lot more better.
No, 100%.
And not just pure vinyl and fabric or pleather.
Yeah.
On there. So I respect that one. And that one you can make pretty good because about each time you rent a chair out, it'll be $100 plus delivery.
Yeah, $150 plus delivery. And they're just easy items. It's like literally just boop, there you go, you're done. Versus, you know, other things you might have to drop off like hundreds of items.
Yeah. So my next one is going to be... I guess it's specialized. Like, I like the whole thing we talked about in a different episode. This is not a video one, but it was of the yard signs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an easy one to get into. You pay like $1,000 to $3,000, and you can do yard signs all over the city.
Yeah.
And those are pretty minimum. No one has to be there at all. Mm-hmm. You kind of come up with a design. I think I've seen an example in a different city where you take a photo. It'll have them take a photo in front of their house. You drop off a digital replica of what it's going to look like, put it on there, and then they just approve it, and you just put it there. And then you just come back and pick it up another day.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk to nobody. From as far as I know, no one's stealing stuff from it. I haven't seen. At least, I don't know. But most times these are in upper areas where, you know, that you don't have that. Because I see them in Highland Park a lot.
Yeah.
I see them in Frisco, Plano, Carrollton.
Yeah.
I don't really see them, you know, like in our area, like South Dallas. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't see them. I have seen some in South Dallas, actually. But I haven't seen – I just don't see people stealing these. I don't know. I don't see people doing anything. That's the only thing I would kind of think of.
Yeah.
But they don't seem too expensive. I'm pretty sure they can't hold up in the rain or – not the rain, but like the wind. That's probably not going to work too much well on those.
Mm-hmm.
But wind and rain and hell and snowing. But I don't know because maybe there's different versions of them. Maybe there's – different materials that you can get into using, mm-hmm. or ones that are better. But the ones I've seen, they just stay there. I never seen one that was like missing words and seeing random stuff, you know, like,
yeah,
or something like that. Or, you know, so I like that one.
Oh, my turn.
Your turn.
All right. So I was thinking about this one and I was like, which one would I like? And I think the stuff that we're giving are items that like you can use in a, you know, smaller vehicle. So I wanted something that anybody can kind of jump into, and I think it would be linens. Like realistically, all you need is an iron. And, I mean, if you don't even need a washer and dryer, and you'll take it to the laundromat if you want to. And they're super easy. You get a return on your initial investment, like on the first go. You just iron them and then put them in hangers and bags, and you're good to go. But yeah, I would say linens just because they're so easy and, a lot of parties use them. And then the good thing is, for big weddings and stuff like that, they generally have like over 30 linens and, you know, they can add them quickly, like being $10 to, well, 10 is really cheap, but, anywhere from like 10
to $30, $30 each,
$10 to $30. And
starting at 30.
Yeah. $10 to $30 each.
Starting at 30.
And then you can even offer like service on top of that, because I know some people, they're like really particular and they're like, I don't want the line, but everybody knows whenever you iron and everything and you put it on a hanger, you get a little bit of creases. You can also offer a service on top of that, that you can like place the linens on each table and then like hand steam.
But are people really that particular? Because
I'm not saying a lot.
Because
I'm saying
we have gotten none.
Yeah, well, I'm saying is
since you forced me, you forced my hand over the fire and raped me across the coals.
So we haven't had any complaints about the linens ever since.
I've never heard one after that, and we didn't have many before either. So it's not like
whoa.
It wasn't that long.
Wait,
it was not.
Wait, percentage wise or just people in general?
Percentage wise, but not even close.
No,
not close.
So people really, because no. I've done a pickup and the customer was like, "Oh, I thought they were going to be like pressed and ironed." And
I knew it. Based on people complaining about it, we've had the percentage is very little, and I don't know because you the type of person who go fish stuff out too because you're a fisherman.
Oh, I don't.
It's because like you've got to throw your reels out. No, like how you like.
I want to know I want to know the truth because then I can use this and say, "Hey, look, this is what
most people
the customers say telling us." And
based on repeated customers coming back and looking at the people who did reviews when I ran through it, it was very still insignificant. Now, was it still annoying? Yeah. And also, too, when we did other stuff, we got charged basically 2 to 3 times more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it worked out. But it wasn't because of it was the wrong thing. No. But Eddie used that on me. It worked, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's too late now. We've already deep into it. We're going to be we're getting a press now because I got swindled. But it is what it is. Yeah, I ain't even mad no more.
But, yeah, that one's super easy, and it's
anybody can start
anybody, anybody can do it. Like, and yeah. I, you know, actually, there was even a lady that I think it was McKinney. We didn't have enough certain sashes, and she had the sashes. She took them pretty good. Yeah, she took advantage of us. Well, because, you know, everybody, and that's the thing I like about, because, like, everybody, because, like I said, people order stuff all the time, and guess what? Orders get delayed, and then guess what? The party is like the next day, and they need it, so they pay a hefty price to get, just to get the service. There's a lot of money to be made.
We can talk about how many times that actually happened, but yeah. But yeah, if you're talking about other businesses, 100%. There's things that happen. People come up, and I think so. I don't know. People who are aggressively growing, it will happen too. Because I know some people who don't have that issue at all. Because they just don't, they don't spend, they don't do more much. Like Sammy, he's not gonna take anything he doesn't have. But that's him though.
Yeah.
My aunt, she gonna take things she doesn't have, doesn't know how to get.
Perfect.
Doesn't know how to get. Doesn't know how to get. Doesn't know where it is, and she's gonna take it last minute.
Yeah.
But without question. But it's just different types of people. If you are more risky, which I'm pretty sure most of you guys might. I don't want to say risky as like you're gonna lose money.
Yeah.
If you're gonna play it straight safe, then. You're not going to really have, you know, most people won't, that won't be a problem. But if you are going to play on the line, and I know a lot of you guys like to play on the line, you're going to get caught a couple times on the line. But not a couple times, you're going to get caught a lot of times. And if you don't have a backup option and stuff like that, so that's why it'd be nice to have a nice rental coming, nice linen coming that can do that. One thing I like about the whole linen thing that you can do that no one really does at all is that you could actually, like, you just do the linens, and then the one of the companies that we bought some equipment from, they basically rented the linens from someone else, but they got to upsell the linens over whatever the cost was, and they just got all the linens from the same person. And you can go to every other rental company and that does not do linens or might want to get out of their linens, and then you just do the linens and you just pass it off. So you don't have to worry about end customer. All you have to worry about is signing up more and more rental companies, and that's all you do. You go around find rental companies that are not doing linens themselves, or maybe not done a lot, or maybe could do more, or not offering it, because a lot of people are not offering it, and that's your whole model. That's all you do. You don't have to do no outside sales to any other customers on the inside. You just sell it for a price that you can do it for, probably like half margins wise. Really, like, you know, do 30% margins if you can, but whatever. And then whatever they upsell it for is what they get the money for. If they upsell it for $20 more, then they get $20.
Yep.
You allow them to do that, and you do that with different companies. You work different deals out with every single body. And then you just get a list of what linens are needed, and you set some type of guidelines where, like, you know, certain linens you need to know 10 days in advance, 7 days in advance, 5 days, whatever you want to do, whatever your turnaround. Obviously, next day would be best. You know, you just need to know, and then that works out well. I know we said 5, but it's 2 of us, so let's make it even. So the next one.
Yeah.
I like this one here. And this is outside of the event rental space, and it kind of goes a little further on this part. I really love the concept of the trailer rentals on there. I think you have to be dedicated to it. You have to have the finances together. You have to be pushing stuff out. But, like, I just think about how many times have me and you just rented trailers? Like, and, like, we got vehicles and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, on there. Because, like, that one place that's in Denton.
Yeah. And like the cargo trailers?
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
And then, like, especially if you throw in the U-Haul trailers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that stuff get crazy. I mean, times you rent the trailers. But I'm just saying, like, it's just something else. If you don't want to be in the party space and you just want to maybe own some type of equipment that you can use yourself and still use, yep. That's a good way to go about it. We've done trailer rentals, like, for, like, the what'd you call
dump.
It? Dump. Yeah, dump trailer rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And those are rented out for months at a time. So that's another method. Only thing I would say from that one, you just need to focus on it and you need to make sure you find a way to generate clients. Because when we did stuff for dumpster rentals, it wasn't even a client issue. It was just like we didn't need to focus. Because at that time, we were doing like anything. Like what? You can make money doing that? We're doing it on that part. And we need to focus so we can grow and build out our business.
Yeah.
So that's all of them?
I think that, well, there we got a lot more, but yeah. I think that was
just basics. There's more of them in the ultimate checklist. I don't remember what chapter, but one of the chapters, the end chapter.
Yeah, we got so many chapters on adding them every week, it seems like.
The FAQ system is the FAQs are expanding out. Basically, we want you to have as much as possible. So what we end up deciding to do is that we were going to submit just a copy, but now you just get access to the link, and then it just gets updated every week. Well, it gets updated almost every day because every time I talk to Eddie, we just add more stuff on it. But I made it so it's one update a week, and you just go check on it when you need to, and you need to see more stuff. And I think a lot of people have been liking it. We've been getting quite a bit of people who've been emailing us, so that shows dedication and effort right there. So we're sending them out to you. All you have to do is just send us an email, let us know, and we'll get you taken care of. But other than that, check the links in the description, and you know. Look out for us, and then I'm gonna let Eddie decide right now. Right now, he's gonna have to say it's gonna be a general, was it a journalist or
Journalist or a specialist?
Journalist or specialist, right now. Which one are you gonna choose? You got $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah,
I already know now what I know. I'll be a specialist 100%.
All right, that's the info. I'm Xavier Kelly.
This is Eddie Salceda.
And we'll see you in the next one. Make sure you follow us, review us everywhere you see us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.